So in Romania, I went there for, spoilers, I went there for a week, and I went out just to hang out and like do a camp with the, with the children in Romania, which was absolutely phenomenal. It was like better than last year. Yeah, it was so good. On the second day we were there, the first day it was just a nice relaxing day, chill out with the guys, you know, as you do. But then on the second day, we went to a little church, which was very nice, in a place called Because, the wonderful thing that went to do that. Anyway, we went to a place in Because, and this was the chapel that we went to. And we went to go and do a puppet show and play them a few English songs on the guitar. Just to really preach the gospel to them. And these people that were at this church were coming to the camp in the following days. We did that, we went out and we played a few games with them. There's Jamie and Joe in the checkered shirt, and Jamie's the guy holding his hands up. And they were teaching them how to play a game. I can't remember what the game was. Very weird game. I wasn't really paying attention at the time. Sorry for that. There was also a Shrek toilet. I got a picture this time, because last year I told you about it, but I didn't get a picture of it. There it is. Yeah, everything is on a hill, yeah. Oh, so then, the next day we went to the camp. This is the camp. This was so much better than last year's. Last year's there was just a building and then a little field and then another building which we stayed in. But this one had like a massive field. It had a badminton, tennis court even, or badminton, if you feel like it. We played volleyball because they love volleyball. Like, I don't know why. They absolutely love volleyball. There was an echo. So we played it on that pitch. So this is the place. There was like a massive field. Right, that's my suitcase in all of its glory. So this is the place. In that thing, there's where the food was served. The main place where you wanted to go. And then you turn around, and then there was this massive like climbing frame thing for big kids and stuff. And there was like a bench swing which you sat on, and you had a lovely go. I loved it. Hurt the back of my legs though. So that was really cool. Oh, went back one. It was an amazing bug. This bug is absolutely incredible. It was able to fly. And it had like a little stinger and a longhorn beetle. Is it? Is that what it's called? Yeah. But I've never seen one in my life. So, how big? Oh, that sort of size. Pretty good. And then there was this amazing butterfly as well. On my amazing insect tour that I just showed you. Best photo. So then behind... There you go, I got the laser thing. So behind this, there was this mountain, and then there was like white, and then there was blue, and it was phenomenal. I couldn't believe it. I was like, getting a picture of that. It was incredible. So then there was that hill. This is the main room. So so over behind the thing in there, there's a little room. That's where the worship stuff happens. On a hill. I never conceived to get the camera straight when I'm taking a picture. But I just feel like you can get more in at an angle. I don't know. You can get like the whole atmosphere. So here you go. So this is like the orchestra. There was three people on a guitar. Then there was, I've forgotten what they're called. But then there's like a cello player. I am in love with that girl, if anybody wanted to know. She's a lovely lady. And this is me, and I made friends with these two girls. That one's called Tabitha. That one's called Gabriella. I feel like I'm at home, just like got little slides telling you it's lovely. And there's Joe giving us a little push on the swing. last night, I gave my testimony and everything, and there was a campfire. Well, the last night of the camp anyway, and there was a campfire, and we all sang some songs, and it was just very lovely. It was a very lovely time. This main place to be, yeah. Eating room, that's it. It's where we ate all the food. Yeah, of course, and she's waving. And it was just, yeah. And when we were there, I decided to leave my group and just go sit with the Romanian children and just really talk to them, get to know them, get to learn some Romanian. I learned quite a lot. Not de bună means good night and stuff like that, you know. If you want more lessons, come to me and I'll teach you some Romanian. This lady, she was there last year, and her name is Dana, and or just Dana. She's a lovely lady, and every time, I always use the word fantastic. So like every time they either said my name or said the word fantastic, they were like, Toby, fantastic. And it was just like, it felt like such a homely like group, like every time. Oh, it was just absolutely phenomenal. So then this is me with the English group. That's Dina, she's Romanian, but still she joined us. She's like the translator. There's me wearing the same shirt. Yeah, so there we are. There's Joan, the main lady, and Marcia, her friend, who's really cool. Very lovely. And then this is all of us, everyone. There was a little girl. This guy, Pastor Dan, absolute ledge. He is the best guy. There he is, close up. I got the selfie that I wanted. And it's straight as well, not at an angle, just for you. There's me and the violinist. But she always wore this white hat and she would never let me use it until the last day. And I gave her a free hug and she was like, free hug? And I was like, yes. What? Exactly, just to get ladies like her. Yeah, but we swapped hats, which was cool. And that lady is not impressed with whatever's happening. But yeah. And then they drew like all of us, or most people. So this is the Romania side. This is England. Toby, with an E. See, fantastic. Morkov. Morkov means carrot. Kortov means potato. If you wanted that being said. And then, Joan, the boss. There's Dina. It was really nice. And a slideshow. It's okay. Thank you. So the place, it was like in a little canyon type thing. And there was just mountains all the way around. And it was just a really phenomenal place to be. Like, I can't wait to go back. I'm hopefully going back in February with the main group, with the adults, not the children. Going out there to preach and stuff, which is cool. So now, as a little preparation, I'm going to do a little talk all about worry. Give me 1 second. There it is. Worry! It's a sin. So this is for everyone, not just the children, to listen to. So you can take your fingers out your ears and just have a lovely time. So worry, it's a sin, right. So it talks about worry in this book, you might have heard of it, called the Bible. And there's a famous guy in it, don't know if you know him, his name is Jesus Christ. Phenomenal guy, absolute lad. And in Matthew 6, verse 25 to 32, in the NIV, it says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body. What you will wear is life. Is not life more than food? No. No, I'm joking. Sometimes it is. And the body more than clothes? Look at the birds in the air. Do they not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them? Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about your clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith! So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Solid. What is a sin? What is a sin? Well, Jesus tells us not to do it. If he tells us not to do it, don't do it. If you do, it's a sin. So he says, don't sin. It's the same as lying or judging others. But Jesus died to take away our sin. So pretty good. A sin is also the disconnection with God or anything that will lead you away from God and not walking with him. Is that right? Am I right there, John?
Yes, Toby, keep going.
Thank you. Okay, next. Oh, the effects of worrying. Chronic worrying and emotional stress can trigger a host of health problems. The problems can occur when fight or flight is triggered daily by excessive worrying and anxiety. The fight or flight response can cause the body sympathetic nervous system to release a stress hormone, such as cortisol. Now, the fight or flight is, right, an example of fight or flight. Imagine you're in the jungle, then roar! A lion appears, and you either have to run or you have to fight it. Yeah? But I don't think you could probably take on a lion unless you're Daniel, who seemed to do it pretty well, even though he just prayed. Another example is that you're at work, and you need to ask your boss for a raise. And I don't see punching your boss in the face is going to help. And I don't think running away from him is either going to help. So that is fight or flight, if you needed to know. There you go. Here is Mr. Worry from the Mr. Men, if any of you guys can remember. He always worried. He worried when there's not even anything to worry about. He worried about just everything. He worried for his friends, and he walked up to his friends, and he goes, I'm worried about you. And then, it's just a real, not a happy guy. Like, if he was my friend, I'd be like, oh, meet Jesus. He'll help you out. So, there he is, Mr. Worry. Oh, reasons why not to worry. Worrying about tomorrow hampers your efforts for today. Worrying is not helpful at all. It is harmful. God has got the big picture and the big plan for you, and he will always guide you and hold your hand. Worrying will keep us from the real changes that God wants us to pursue. Things people think they should worry about. Health and safety. Right, I've got a booklet here that Chris happily lent to me. It's a pretty big book on health and safety. Can anybody guess what it's for? Like, what is a health and safety book for?
Instruction manual.
Can any? But what item is it for? Like, a wheelie bin, dustbin? No. No, not a keyboard. No, not gerbils. Not gerbils. Shall I tell you? They're for steel toe caps. A massive book like this, just for wearing, safety boots even. That's it. Yeah, absolutely crazy. But you don't need a thing about this. You just use your common sense, you know. But maybe some people don't have it and they think that's why they have that. Anyway, children, people think they should worry about, but children, sometimes you may need to worry about some children. But most of the time, God's got it. Bad dreams. The other day, actually, Friday, I had a bad dream, and I woke up. It was about this meeting, actually. So I woke up, and I was petrified, and I was like, oh, no, what if it all goes wrong? So I was like, oh. oh no. And then like we were in a different room and stuff, and it was just really bad. So I woke up worrying, and then for the past few days, I was quite worried, but I kept praying and praying. So not having enough money to pay back the bank, says Isaac, Seb's friend. And he also says, because I went around asking people. And then losing their place in a game, says Isaac. He's worried about that. I asked Seb if he had any worries. He said no. So I started asking him, like saying, are you sure you don't have this worry? And do you not have this worry? Are you not scared that a car might just do something to you? And he was like, yeah, well, now I am worried about it because you just told me all of the worries. So sorry about that, Sam. This, my favorite verse in the whole of this book so far, is seek first the kingdom of God. Oh, Matthew 6, 33 to 34. NLT. I like it in that one. Seek first the kingdom of God, and above all else, seek first the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he'll give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Powerful, that. Seek first. So at the moment, I'm just praying over everything. Yesterday, I went to, when I went to the chip shop yesterday, there was a girl serving me, quite young. And I just prayed before it. I was like, God, is this the one? But I don't think it was, because when I got in there, I didn't mention it yet. I wanted to keep it a surprise. But I don't know. Maybe. So then in Philippians, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Nice. That is a good verse. Also, 1 Peter 5, 7, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. So why not? Just pray. Just when something happens, just be like, God, help me. And it should work. Examples of worrying and seeking God. Right, I've got some examples of my life. I'll just talk about you about this morning. So this morning I woke up feeling quite, when I'm nervous, I feel like quite sick and really gassy and just like I'm like all like really just nervous and horrible. Let's get the verse. So then me and Amy, we did a morning of prayer, or like an hour of prayer, where we just laid down seeking God. This was like at 6 a.m. So, it was very tiring. Where am I? Yeah, anyway, so we were praying. We were just soaking in God's presence. And then God, he was laying next to me, and we were just like having a lovely little chat, like you do. And then he went over, grabbed my heart, put his hand inside me, pulled out this pyramid type thing, which was glass, and it had this weird orb thing in the middle of it, which was blue, I think. I don't know what relevance that has, but it might. And then there was like clouds around it of fear, and God was like, right, let's just blow this away. Like, so we just sat there going, just blowing it off, and then it was flying off. And then I went to do my daily reading of, because I'm doing the Bible in a year, in Psalm 68, I was like, this is crazy. So then it says, rise up, O God, and scatter your enemies. Let those who hate God run for their lives. Blow them away like smoke. I was like, and then Amy was like, fear is an enemy of God, and you've just blown it away. And I was like, ah! We were just sat there like, oh, this is absolutely phenomenal. It was absolutely incredible. So now I'm absolutely at peace right now, and right at home in front of my family.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. So another time, when it was, where are you? John, when you were doing the soaking thing, we're in there, and then we were laying down, and God wrote down all my all like the fears about tomorrow and all the worries about tomorrow. And he put it in a letter and he was like, here you go, take this and put it in your back pocket. So then I was like, okay. So I folded it up, put it in my back pocket physically. I put it in there. And then the words came and it was like, is there anything you want to give to God? And then I was like, okay. And then God was like, Toby, what's in your pocket? And I was like, ah! It was absolutely incredible. So then I picked it out and I was like, this is for you. And then, it was absolutely phenomenal. He also gave me a banana, and the banana represented joy. And he was like, put this in your backpack, and then every time you eat a banana, remind me of joy. So I put it in my backpack in the spiritual realm. And then the next day, I put one in my bag. Big mistake, all right? Yeah, big mistake. Just a banana in your bag does not go well. It like bursted open, and it was like just really manky. So now it's in the spiritual realm. And today he gave me a pear as well, which was passion. And it was like, Toby, don't stick that in your real bag. Which was hilarious. It was so funny. Yeah, and then another story, another example, is I bought a David's Tent ticket, right? I bought two tickets, and it turned out Dad bought two tickets. I just used his card. and it turned out that I bought the wrong ticket. And I freaked out, and I was getting angry, and I was like, oh, like just freaking out and worrying and everything. And then Amy just stood there and was talking me through it, and she was like, oh, what is this feeling? Why are you actually feeling like it? And it got deeper, and it turned out it was worry and fear that it wasn't going to be resolved. And then she was like, just pray about it, and we'll sort. And you emailed them, and you'll sort it out. So then the next day came along. And I was like, God, just please take this worry away. And I was just, I was on my bike, just about to leave. And then I was like, God, take this worry away. Looked at my phone. There was an email back saying, oh, don't worry. We'll sort it out. And I was like, ah, this is absolutely incredible. It was absolutely phenomenal. Can I give you one more example?
Yes.
My favorite ever testimony. A few years ago, I just started living at Dom and Amy's, and I was thinking, I don't want to do level 3 acting. So this was like 2014. And I was like, I don't want to do that. I want to go do something else. And I wasn't sure. So I was just praying to God, and I just kept praying to God. And then I messaged my friend going, who was moving on to childcare, and I was like, oh, what course are you doing, Josh? what course are you doing next year? He didn't reply for like 5 hours. Then it was 1:30 in the morning. And then I was like, and I was just stressing out. I was worrying so much. And I was like, gosh, what do you want me to do? And I was crying, tears going down my face. Ba-ding, little message, check my phone, level 2 childcare. I was like, oh my goodness. So then since then, I've just been praying to God. And then, like, last year, there was an opportunity to do an apprenticeship. And I was like, oh, that's quite nice. And I went, then I was just talking to my soon-to-be boss about life and what I was doing next year. And she was like, oh, you could do an apprenticeship. I was like, that's so out of the blue. I was just thinking about doing an apprenticeship. But I had to pass my maths. And then I was like, oh, God, you're in it. You know exactly what I want. You know all my needs and my wants, and which are irrelevant because we don't need or want anything. So then I passed my maths. I got on the apprenticeship. Conrad was there as well when I opened up my letter. And I was so happy. My mum cried. So then so we went on, and I'm now doing a level 3 apprenticeship this year. And, yeah. And it's going so well. And every day it's just like joy. And I get to live in the best house in the world at Dom and Amy's. Just really having a fantastic time. So, we're quite near the end, I think. But, yes, right, okay. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Are you steady?
Yeah.
Now, we're all a family. Let's spend 10 minutes or more talking to each other. Talking. And finding things out about each other. Let's have a deeper relationship with each other. Find something you don't know. Find someone you don't know as well and talk to them. Talk to comrade. Don't be worried. They won't bite, except John. So we're just going to spend 10 minutes if you want to stand up, go mingle around. And then we'll go back to some worship. Here's some things that you might want to talk about. What places have they traveled to? What would their dream holiday be? What are their favorite things to do? If they are an animal, what animal would they be and why? What's the best thing God has done for them? And what things worry you? So, your 10 minutes starts now.